Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. And Karen, Sean, do you know what time it is right now?
It's a quickie. It's a quickie. It's a quickie. I love a quickie. Bring it on, Matt.
Quickie time. And this week, actually, it's a theme for the week. We're talking about savings. And today's quickie, we got 7 tips for increasing your savings. So if you need, you know, help on how to budget and how to get your savings up, we got some ideas for you. So listen up. I'm going to start it off. Tip number one, record and track your expenses. I'm talking about rent, mortgage, car note, all the way to coffee, alcohol, groceries, whatever your spending is, track it. Organize these expenses by categories. And also there are spending tracker apps online that can help you automate some of this work, such as Acorn, Chime, and Piggy Goals. So that's tip number one.
And, you know, obviously tracking your spending is going to give you better insight into your spending habits, like a food journal or a journal, but it can also surprisingly help you have a better relationship with your spouse or your partner by encouraging transparency and conversation around finance. And it can also help you spend less impulsively, be more confident about reaching your financial goals. That emotional boost is so important and help you feel less anxious about money. That's something I need, obviously.
I know you're saying it lightly, but I know this first step is not easy for a lot of people, but it's that really, once you get the conditioning in and you start writing down your expense, it's refreshing. So I would say to those, you know, I know it's not easy to write down everything. I know it's something sometimes we want to avoid, including myself, but once you get over that hump, you'll feel so liberated by writing down all your expenses, and it gives you more control, you know. And that leads to number two, guys. Budget for savings. Once you know what you're spending each month, you can plan your spending and limit your overspending and set aside funds for expenses that occur regularly, but not monthly, like, you know, seasonal purchases, you know, ski boots, you know, that kind of stuff.
I feel seen.
Or your oil, getting your oil changed. You know?
Getting your oil changed. Well, I don't have oil. I have an electric car, you know, for you, getting your oil changed.
Balling.
Then your overall savings, I say it's a personal thing. You should choose a number that is not like initially too aggressive, but realistic, you know, and that makes you work for it. So, you know, you have to kind of make the effort, maybe cut back on something to achieve it. You know, maybe a baseline you can start off is 10 to 15% of whatever your income is, and then try to get more aggressive with it, you know, along the way. Like Karen, keep your eyes on the ground and look for those pennies.
I don't. Wow, that was an aggressive Jew joke, but we'll take it.
I just called.
Take it as we're best friends.
Right? You're a human first.
I'm a human first. You know me. You know what I do. You know I struggle in the budgeting department a little bit, and so what I like to do is to budget myself some rewards. Now, do I overdo it? Sometimes, but the idea is so golden because, you know, studies, extensive studies have shown that only budgeting and making no room for enjoyment makes you actually hate budgeting with a passion. So don't forget to have a little fun, budget it in. You deserve it. You are a king of your own universe, and budgeting is supposed to be a tool to make your life better.
All budget and no play makes Karen a, well, I'm trying to make a rhyme there.
I can't, I mean, this is a family show, so I can't say what I want to say, but it makes me unhappy. How do I put that delicately?
There we go.
So that brings us to tips for increasing your savings. Number three, find ways you can cut your spending. There's definitely ways you can cut your spending. Cancel subscriptions. You don't need your gym membership right now. Everybody, it's a pandemic. Stop eating out. Cut down on unnecessary conveniences, like stop ordering your Starbucks through Seamless or Grubhub while you're at work. Like, oh, my God.
I see Grubhubbing Wendy's and McDonald's. I don't even get the point. The fee is more than probably the food.
I mean, you're so judgy. We've all been there.
Yeah, exactly. Your $5 coffee turns into an $18. You know, like that's just.
You know what I do? I walk to the place. I don't even have those apps on my phone. I've never ordered.
Get some oxygen. Get some air. You know, a little walk will do you some good mentally too.
I mean, you can even drive your car if you feel like it. That will save you 10, 15 bucks on delivery alone if you feel
just
like it.
Just imagine a world 5 years ago where there was no Uber Eats, where there was no Grubhub. How did you do it?
Oh, my God. It was so miserable. You just had to go and get yourself into your legs.
Don't say that. Karen, I'm trying to bring them to a certain place. Bring them to a place.
You're right. It's crazy to order Starbucks to your house. Get up. Go burn off that Starbucks. You know it's not good for you. Enjoy yourself. Live your best life. Did you know, by the way, that if you just maybe cut out the Starbucks altogether and make a delicious coffee drink for yourself, doesn't
have blasphemy.
It can be great. You can do your own little thing, get a little whiskey, do what you want to do. Did you know that the average American spends $1,100 on coffee every single year? And that sounds about right to me.
Listen, I am not Mexican, but I make a damn good nachos and tacos and stuff for my kids. They don't know the difference. They don't even know a Mexican restaurant. They think Mexican food is soul food.
I mean, honestly, even if you are just, you know, living, you can still live your best life and trim the fat a little bit. There's always room for that.
Wow. I'm still trying to get over that life without Grubhub. Like, that just is tough to imagine. But moving along on our seven tips for increasing your savings is tip number four, set savings goals. Start thinking about what you want to save for and then figure out how much money you'll need and how long it will take you to save it. Set short-term and long-term savings goals. Set aggressive but realistic goals.
And, you know, you don't even have to do anything. You can make your savings automatic. They'll set it and forget it. Approach is a really great tool. There's tons of apps that you can use for that. Some of the best ones include Chime, Acorns, Digit, and Capital, who I actually used to work for, and they were all right.
And for you competitive people out there like myself, like I'm always on the football field, on the basketball court, on the squash court.
You so are
like
not on no football field. You just lying to your
I'm
old
always
team.
There mentally, bro. And like, it's me versus them. Like, I'm not losing when it comes to saving. I'm going to get that savings. I'm going to make those goals because I was born to win. You know what I'm saying? I'm a winner now. I was born to win. I'm not losing. That's how you have to think about it.
Well, you also
lose. Winners win.
Well, you also have to pick the right savings tools, though. So, like, for short-term and long-term, Sean, what do you think about for savings accounts, CD accounts? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. If it's a short-term thing, I'd say put it in something that's near money and a guaranteed rate of return, like a CD or a savings account. A little interest, but the balance is there. So, if you're using it to, you know, to save for that house in the near future, sure. You know, if you're doing something more of a long-term aggressive thing, I would consider, you know, saving it towards in an IRA account, which is an umbrella, which is like a tax deferment plan, or even something, an aggressive type of ETF or fund could work as well, Matt.
All right, people. So we've come to the end of this quickie. So let me recap the tips we've gone through so far. Tip number one was record and track your expenses to increase your savings. Tip number two, budget for savings. Tip number three, find ways you can cut your spending. Tip number four, set savings goals. Tip number five, make your savings automatic. Tip number six, pick the right savings tools. And now we come to tip number seven.
The horns.
All right. Keep your savings out of and away from your checking account. This will keep you from dipping into it And if you want an extra layer of protection from yourself, if you don't trust yourself, you could open your savings account at a whole different bank from where you have your checking
account. Like, I honestly have accounts where I just don't even think about it. I don't even think it's my money. I don't even act like it's my money. I don't want to see it. I want to know about it. It's not my money. That's why I look at it.
You sound so rich right now. Honestly, you could consider opening a savings account with a different bank than your checking account so that you can't even see it in the same app, and then have maybe a portion of your money every month or every week or biweekly go automatically to savings. Don't have that bank's app on your phone, so you can't even really access it easily on the go. You're going to forget all about it, and your savings is going to grow and grow. And to be honest, this wasn't my idea. I mean, Sean just mentioned it, but I personally in my life got this from my extremely handsome and very successful boyfriend.
So let's figure this out. So savings
go on
to success equals Karen.
Guys, you don't even get it. He doesn't even check this account. He just keeps getting more successful and richer and handsomer. All that money's just stacking up.
Handsomer. I've never heard you say a bad word before. You just came to that. Handsomer. She is in love, people. When she starts butchering the English language, it's official.
All right.
He's got a lot of good ideas, guys.
Well, we appreciate his help on this list. And that brings this quickie to a close. So I hope you gained something from this. 7 tips for increasing your savings. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. I'm Matt Smith, 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I loved it. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you did. It matters what you do next. And I'm out.
And I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I say every week and every show, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, people. And hey, this week we have a special for you. It's all about the savings. We got another quickie coming up for you this week about how to even the psychology of savings. So tune in for that one. And yeah, I'm out. Send us your lovely emails and audio notes at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's Two Black Guys with Good Credit @gmail.com. And we'll talk soon, good people. 2021, it's all about the savings to investing. And I'm out.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.